我们能够在神的家中敬拜他，实在是我们最大的福分。
It is really the greatest blessing that we are able to worship him in his house.
然后坐在那里的时候，我就想到。
When I was sitting down there, I thought.
我们这一班罪人。
A group of us sinners.
跟神的性情。跟神的生命。
Compared to God's nature and life.
我们完全是两种极端。
We are at two extremes.
我们的结局。就是灭亡。
And our ending is supposed to be destruction.
但是耶稣基督的爱。
But because the love of Jesus Christ.
他为我们钉死在十字架上。
He was crucified for us on the cross.
把我们从极深的深渊的里面拯救出来。
And deliver us out of that curse.
然后把我们带到他自己的跟前。
And bring us to him.
我心，我信，我信。都远离神。
Just like the song says, my nature and my heart are apart from God.
但是现在却是让我们靠近，近到一个地步，不能再相近。
But now we are so close to Him, there's no way we can be closer.
我们跟神等于就是联合。
We're just like one with Him.
他说神爱我们，爱到一个地步，不能再真爱。
God has loved us to the extent.
就像神爱他自己的儿子。
Just like he loves his son.
这个恩典永远是我们无法测度的。
And this is always going to be a grace beyond our comprehension and measure.
每一次想到这样的爱。
Every time when we think of this love.
我们里面充满了感谢。
And our hearts be filled with thanksgiving.
因为这个救恩实在是太浩大。
Because this grace is truly too great.
一个等于就是可以 friend该被判死刑的一个人。
Because we're supposed to be sentenced to death.
却是能够跟这个审判官能够坐在一起。
But now we are sitting next to the judge.
当然今天在这个世界上没有这回事。
Of course, you don't see things like that in this world.
但是只有在神的家中有这样一个事实。
In the house of God, this is the reality.
所以我们不会再受罪的捆绑。
Therefore, we are no longer under the bondage of sin.
我们原来是受罪的瑕疵。
Before we were bound by sin.
但是今天我们可以坦然来到他的面前。
But now we can come without fear into his presence.
这是我们的身份。
This is our position now.
这是我们荣耀的地位。
And this is our status.
我们要宝贝这一个。
And we need to cherish and appreciate it.
所以每一次我们来到他的主的面前。
Therefore, every time when we come to the Lord.
要存感谢的心。
We had to come with a thankful heart.
要存敬拜的灵。
And with a worshiping spirit.
因为这一个实在是无法用言语来述说奇妙的恩典。
Because what we have received is a grace that's beyond words can describe.
我们来看两段的圣经。
I'd like to read two passages with you.
我们先读哥林多后书第五章。
First of all, 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们读第十四节跟第十五节。
Let's read verses 14 and 15. For Christ's love compels us.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活。
Live, no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
保罗实在认识神的爱。
Paul truly knows the love of God.
他知道神为什么爱我们。
And he knew why God loves us.
为什么主耶稣要死在十字架上。
And why Jesus has to die on the cross.
因为主在我们身上有一个荣耀的使命。
Because God has this glorious mission.
他在我们身上有一个神圣的托付。
A holy trust from God.
叫我们能够为他而活着。
So that we can all live for God.
常常听见有人说为什么主耶稣拯救我们就把我们带到天上不是更好。
And sometimes I heard people making comments such as, if Jesus loves us, why don't he just take us directly to heaven?
既然他已经拯救不需要再留我们在地上。
Well, since he has saved us, why do we have to bother to stay on earth anymore?
因为有很多神的儿女信了耶稣以后又是软弱又是犯罪。
The people made that comment because many times after we're saved, we're still weak and still sin.
如果是他一下子把我们带到天上
So if Jesus takes us directly to heaven
永远与他同在不是好的无比
And let us be with him forever Isn't that wonderful?
不需要我们在地上经过许多的艰难痛苦
Why do we have to go through trials and difficulties in life?
但是在这里我们看见神有一个荣耀的心意
But through this past we know God has his glorious purpose
他为我们死
That he died for all
就是为着叫我们在地上为他而活着
So that we, those who are on earth, can live for him
不管今天我们属灵的光景怎样
It really doesn't matter what kind of condition we're in today
主拯救我们
And Jesus will save us
还有一个心意就是叫我们为他而活着
The reason why he saved us, so that we may live for him
每一次我们听见说哇这是美国的大使
And sometimes you say, oh, this is a U.S. ambassador.
因为大使是代表他的国家。
An ambassador represents his own country.
哎，每一次一想到大使，我们就看见，如果是中国的大使，我们就想到中国。
When you see an ambassador from China, that he will remind you of China.
这个大使要为他的国家做一切的事情。
He's supposed to represent his nation and to do things here.
今天圣经描述神的儿女。
And when Bible describes children of God,
他说我们是天国的大使。
They describe us ambassadors from the heavenly
kingdom. 我们活在这个地上就是要做天国的大使。
Therefore, we may live on earth, but we are the ambassadors of heavenly kingdom.
我们要为着天国而活着。
We live for the sake of the heavenly kingdom.
为着神的旨意活在这个地上。
For God's purpose, we are still living on earth.
要把这位神一切的荣耀活在这个地上
so that we can manifest to all the glory of God.
今天我们有没有这个神圣的托付和使命感
Now, do we have that sense of commission?
我们不是泛泛是一般的人、啊、
And we're not just ordinary people.
我们是有使命有托付的一般
We are people that have heavenly commission.
所以保罗说我们是天上的国民
That's why Paul refers us as the heavenly citizens.
是神圣的国度、啊、
We are the holy nation of God
是祭司的国度
We are the priest, holy priesthood
所以在保罗或者是彼得的心目中
Therefore in the mind of Paul or Peter
他们真的里面有一个荣耀的感觉
They had this glorious feeling about themselves
我们比美国的总统还要伟大
You know, we are greater than the president of the United States
世界上最伟大的人还要伟大
We are greater than the greatest people on earth
因为我们是属天的人
Because we are people of heavenly kingdom
所以保罗说你们要为我保这个保罗说到主耶稣为我们而死
That's why Paul said Jesus died for us
叫我们不再为自己活乃为替我们死而复活的主活
So that we don't no longer live for ourselves but live for him who died for us and was raised again
今天我们能不能活在地上叫人看见基督
So the question is when we live on earth can people see Christ through us
叫人看见基督多一点还是看见我自己本相多一点
People see us more or they see Christ more
什么叫做叫人看见在我们身上看见基督
What does it mean to let people see Christ on us?
最近我就听见一个故事
And recently I heard of this incident
他就说到在那个 Philadelphia 不知道是 Pennsylvania 还是哪
In one of the states in this country maybe Pennsylvania
他说有一个教会
There was this church
这个邻居呢就是有两个这个铁工铁叫做 铁工厂
邻居 next to the church?
Yes.
There, next to the church building, there were these two man, manufacturing that makes iron, metal, heavy metal.
你知道那个打铁的非常吵。
And you know, in the production process, it makes a lot of noises.
所以每一次教会弟兄姊妹在那唱诗赞美神的时候。
So every time when the congregation was singing loud, praising God.
这个两个铁工厂的叫啪。
And these two factors will make all these lousy noises next
to them.
Therefore, the congregation didn't know what to do with
them.
So they started to pray.
That
the Lord save the owners of these two factories. So they no longer work on Sundays. Instead, they will join us to praise you. And God heard that prayer.
这个拯救了 A 工厂的老板
So he saved the owner of the first factory
所以从那个之后呢 只剩下一个铁工厂在那叮叮当当。
From that point on, only one factory is making the noise on Sunday.
这个 A 老板的工，那个 A 老板铁工厂的 A 老板呢，他得救之后非常爱主。
And the owner of this first factory, after he was saved, he loved Jesus very much.
所以他就有一个负担，他要传给福音给那个 B 工厂的老板。
So he had this burden to preach the gospel to the other owner.
但是怎么传都不得救。
But no matter how hard he tried, he wouldn't be saved.
这个在生意场上。
You know when you do business.
没有两个这个生意。是伙伴的，都是相敌对。
Competitors are never friends.
所以他们这两个铁工厂一直在那争啊。
They're because these two factories are always competing in their business.
但是他们都有孩子。
They all have children.
他们孩子在一起玩，根本不管什么 A 工厂 B 工厂。
The kids play along very well among themselves.
所以有时候他们的孩子就在一起玩。
So they spend time together playing.
所以有一天。发生了一件事。
And one day this thing happened.
他们的孩子在那正在玩的时候，玩得不愉快了。
While they were playing, and the kids started to have a quarrel.
而且呢，不仅仅是在那争吵，并且在那打架。
And they ended with fighting with each other.
哇，这个 B 工厂的老板看见孩子被打。
So the non-believer's owner saw how his child was beaten up by the other one.
后心里非常的不高兴。
He was furious.
就随手就拿一个那个铁锤啊。
So he picked up a hammer.
这个他本来是要吓吓那个孩子。
He meant to threaten the other child.
这个他那个，因为那个铁工厂那个可能力气太大。
But he was just too strong.
这个一打下去呢，打到头啊。
He accidentally hit the child's head.
这个当场就死了。
And he died immediately.
在当时，可能这是很早以前的故事。
And this story happened quite a while ago.
这个当时这个人一死了之后，这个小孩子一死了。
After the child died.
然后马上就开始有审判。
The owner was immediately judged.
这个不管是 jury 或者是这个法官都判他死刑了。
Both the jury and the judge felt that he deserved death sentence.
而那个时候，那个死刑不是像今天什么安乐死之类的。
Back then, the death sentence wasn't executed in a peaceful way like today.
要经过绞刑而死的。
Actually, you would be hanged to death.
但是从这个 A 工厂老板得救之后
，But after this owner of the factory was saved，
本来他跟 B 工厂是一个相对的
，And he used to be the competitor of this the other owner。
但是从他得救之后，心里面就一直有一个负担要传福音给这个 B 工厂。
But after he was saved, he always had this burden wants to share the gospel with this the other owner。
所以他里面就产生一个爱这个 B 工厂老板的。
Therefore, there was this love in his heart for this owner。
所以当他的儿子死了之后
，After his own son died，
这个耶稣基督的爱没有在他里面改变。
And the love of Jesus was still the same in his heart。
所以他就盼望说，无论怎样，这个人已经要死了，他要把福音传给他。
And he wholeheartedly wanted to share with this the other owner before he died.
但是这个 B 工厂的老板就因为在他心里面没有耶稣。
Because this, the other owner had no Jesus in his heart.
所以他就很害怕这个 A 工厂老板来报复。
And he was so afraid that he might revenge against him.
但是这个 A 工厂老板真是爱这个朋友。
But this Christian owner really loved this non-believer.Owner,
当这个法院判决什么时候要定死刑的时候
，So once the judge decided when he will be sentenced to death,
最忙碌，也是最焦急的就是 A 工厂老板。
And the one that was busiest and also the most worrisome was this Christian owner.
因为他知道如果这个死刑一执行的时候
，Because he knew once the sentence is executed.
这个灵魂就永远没有办法得救。
This soul will be lost forever.
所以他就到这个市长。
So he went to the mayor.
去请求，没有办法通过。
And made his plea, but it was not was not granted.
甚至到这个州长也没有办法。
Even he went to the state governor, but still nobody gave him the
grace. 盼望一个特赦能够拯救这个人的。
He was hoping that he would be pardoned of his crime.
但是没有办法。最后他到总统那里。
And finally he reached the president of the nation.
本来那个总统一接到这个案子的时候
When the president received his plea,
他根本怀疑说这个 A 工厂一定是要为着报复。
He thought that he was going to come up with some plan to revenge on this non-Christian friend.
根本不接受这个。
So he would not even bother to review his
case.
But this Christian owner cried out loud.
Said,
Mr. President, I have something very important. I have to see you face to
face.
Because I am running out of time. So finally, the president was touched by his zeal and agreed to see him.
这个A工厂的弟兄就对总统说,
so this Christian owner said to the president,
他说这个人他是原来是我的仇敌,
this man used to be my enemy,
但是我今天已经信了耶稣,
but I have believed in Jesus,
耶稣的爱在我的里面,
and the love of Christ is in me,
要我传福音给这个人,
compel me to share with him the gospel,
要他得救得到永远的生命,
I want him to be saved so that he can have the eternal life. So the president's heart was moved. And immediately gave him this pardon.
哇，这个人他一拿到特赦状之后，就开始使尽一切的力量要去赶到那个执行场那里。
Once he got the forgiveness of sin, he immediately rushed back to his hometown.
时间非常的紧急,
and he really didn't have much time.
他知道那个时间快到了。
He knew he was about to be executed.
不是像今天我们开车，可能那个时候是马车还是什么。
I don't know what kind of vehicle he had. Maybe a chariot.
所以他一直往这个执行场一直在那呼叫。
So he was on his vehicle and he shot out toward the direction of the execution site. He says, hold on, I got a special pardon from the president.
所以所有在那观看那个要判执行死刑的那个地方呢,
and all the bystanders watching the execution heard this loud cry from afar.
这个人就一直往这个执行场那里跑,
and he ran out with all he could to that execution site. Only just minutes that was left.
不要执行这个事情。
He said, do not execute, do not carry out.
他说我已经得到总统的特赦状。
I got the special pardon from the president.
所以当他一到的时候,
when he reached the site,
这个执行死刑的一看到那个特赦状,
and the official in charge of the execution read the pardon,
然后就在那里宣布他在那里念这个特赦状的时候,
and he announced what's said on the pardon.
一下子那个 被判死刑那个逼工厂的老板,
and immediately the unbeliever owner starts to cry.
他就在那里说, 我看见基督了,
he said, I saw Christ.
我看见耶稣了,
I see Jesus.
他说我今天才真正看见一个信耶稣的人,
and today finally I see a true believer of Christ.
今天我们能不能叫人看见耶稣基督?
So can we let people see Christ on us?
今天耶稣基督不在肉身,
he's no longer in his flesh.
今天人所渴望说, 你把耶稣给我看,
people always challenge us, show us Jesus.
我们今天能不能说, 你看见的,
are we able to say, look at me, then you are looking at Christ?
像保罗说,
like Paul says, when I live, I'm Christ.
我们今天能不能这样大胆地说, 你看见的就是耶稣基督?
Are we able to make a statement like that? When you see me, you see Christ.
这个叫做为主耶稣而活着,
this is what it meant by to live for Christ.
叫人看见我就是看见耶稣基督。
So when people see me, they see Jesus Christ.
这是今天主在我们身上的一个
and this is the glorious purpose of Jesus Christ.
今天我们如果要真的为主而活着,
in order to live for Christ,
我们必须要认识保罗,
we need to know what Paul is saying.
因为保罗他说我活着就是基督,
because Paul said, when I live, I'm Christ.
所以他说你要效法我就像我效法基督一样。
Therefore Paul says, pattern after me, just like how I pattern after Christ.
真的在保罗的心目中,
therefore, in the heart of Paul,
他里面有一个非常大的胆量,
he has this great guts.
他有一个最大的信心, 他说你看见的我,
and he has his faith so he can say, when you see me, you see Christ.
哇, 今天这是我们的一个荣耀,
this is our glory.
如果今天有人说, 我信耶稣是, 因着神保罗弟兄,
if people say, you know, I believe Christ because of Brother Paul,
这个是我们的荣耀,
then consider that your honor.
如果有人说,
if somebody says,
我不信耶稣因为都是那个张弟兄,
and you know, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ all because Stephen, If a Christian is like Stephen, forget it. Then I don't want to come.
的确有许多的人拦阻人信靠耶稣。
Yes, many people hinder keep others from believing Jesus Christ.
因为人从我们身上看不见基督。The
reason why people cannot see Jesus on you.
今天我们看不见基督的肉身。
And they cannot see Jesus in the flesh.
但是却是能看见。 带着耶稣基督生命的肉身。
People may not be able to see Jesus again in his flesh, but people can see through us, Jesus Christ. Therefore, do not despise yourself. We shall live out the image of Christ. From Paul, we will be able to tell what kind of person lives for Christ. Turn to Philippians.
我们从第一章
Chapter 1
12节到第21节
12 verse 12 to 21. Let's read out loud together.
弟兄们,
now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served as the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so in love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Jesus out of selfish ambition, not sincere, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains.
无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜，因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。因我活着就是基督，我死的就是基督。我们刚刚所唱的诗歌，他说到凡事临我。
Like the song we sang earlier, everything that comes upon me has His good and perfect will. And a lot of people love the song we sang earlier.
Are we
able to say the same thing, that everything I encounter has His good and perfect will? Everything we encounter every day. Are we able to say Jesus has His good and perfect will on this? What does it mean by to live for Christ? Which is to have a living that's Christ-centered. That Jesus Christ is the center of our living.
你们最近有没有看到不倒翁?
Have you seen that little thing that's called 不倒翁? The thing that no matter how you push, it will stand still. There's a name to it, but I don't remember. It's a little toy. No matter how you push, it will come back straight.
我小的时候就很喜欢玩这个东西。
And I love to play with it when I was a child.
但是最近好像都看不见。But
I don't see that toy in this country.
但是我真的是发现这一个不倒翁真的说明基督徒的一个生命。But
you know, that toy speaks of the kind of life we Christians have.
今天你有没有这个不倒翁的生命?
Do you have a life that cannot be struck down?
不倒翁就是不管你是往前、往后、往左、往右。
And that little toy is a man standing, no matter how you push him from all directions, he will come back standing straight.
保罗他的一生的遭遇啊,
and what Paul encountered in his life was like the encountering of that kind of toy.
所以他说我所遭遇的事啊,
So he said, whatever I encounter,
a lot of times
it's beyond what I can take. He couldn't even bear.
但是呢, 你不管把他这样弯, 把他那样弯,
but the thing is, no matter how you try to push him or bend him, because he has the center of Christ, he will always come back straight. And do we have a life like that?
常常听见弟兄说,
and many times we heard people saying, you know, I'm weak these days.
哎呦,
I've been weak too long.
我们是软弱是可以软弱,
yes, it's okay to have weakness, but make sure you come back straight. That's enough.
生命不交走不倒翁的,
and the one who has weakness and never come back straight and strong, then that's a problem.
所以保罗活在地上,
so when Paul was on earth,
不是他的一生都是那样顺利,
we're not saying everything goes smoothly in his life.
没有一个人的遭遇能够像保罗这样子,
no one suffered as much as Paul.
这样子坎坷,
it was so difficult for him.
这样子,
and was beyond what a man could bear.
保罗他自己说,他说被压太重,力不能胜,
he said, I was under extreme pressure to the point I don't think I could leave.
Look,
and we don't encounter experiences like that.
我们今天主有时候把我们弯到这一边,
sometimes the Lord allows us to be yielded or bent to a certain extent.
有时候又弯到另外一边,
sometimes this direction, sometimes the other direction. But if we truly have the life of Jesus Christ,
哎,
you will discover you always come back straight.
哎呀,
yes, we are strong and weak from time to time. Sometimes we sin and we fall. But because we have the life of Jesus, we can always come back to the right condition. Dear brothers and sisters, the things we encounter in our life, why do we all make complaints quite often? It's all because we do not know the kind of life we have from Christ. Because we're so vulnerable and fragile. To the point that we cannot bear some difficulties. I went back to Taiwan just not too long ago. And I went to this church and speak. And it was a cold and rainy day.
这个肚子不舒服要上厕所,
and I had this pain in my stomach, so I needed to go to the bathroom.
哎呀, 我们都已经习惯坐马桶这种方式,
and we all are we are so used to have the kind of toilet we have now. You sit down and go.
那个教会可能是三四十年建的,
but the church was, the building was quite old.
所以到那个厕所, 他那个厕所必须要用蹲的,
and that kind of the kind of toilet we have is you have to squat down. You cannot sit.
蹲下去这个衣服要全部要这样脱,
and it's quite troublesome.
哇, 坐在那个, 这个蹲在哪里真是不舒服,
it was really uncomfortable.
里面就开始,
and while I was feeling uncomfortable, I started complaining in my heart.
就知道说我的生命是那样的, 那样的软弱,
just in that instance, I realized how weak I am.
今天很多人认床睡觉,
and for example, some people cannot sleep on other beds.
有的人说他不去参加夏令会, 冬令会,
and sometimes people gave us the reason why they don't want to go to conferences.
所以到那个夏令会, 他睡不着觉,
it's because when they change bed, they cannot sleep.
我们今天能不能随遇而安呢?
Now the question is, can we just fit in all situations?
环境稍微有一点改变,
sometimes because the environment changes a little bit, we can't make it. We are set in the way we live. And it's going to be a chaos when there's change in our life. But what did Paul say here? It doesn't matter in what condition, I can be content.
他说我因为我已经学会了。
Because I have learned the secret.
怎么样储备件，怎么样储丰富。
How to deal with fullness or poverty.
或者是饥饿或饱足。
How to deal with hunger or satisfaction.
或者是缺乏，或者是有余。
And whether I have surplus or when I have lack.
我都得了一个秘诀。
I have learned the secret.
靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
你不管把保罗放在什么样的环境。
Therefore, you can put Paul in any situation. He will be content. And now we are so used to the comfortable lifestyle. When I was serving in the army, you could tell immediately who came out of good upbringing and who doesn't. And those who have served in the army, Oh no, the living standards are much worse than what we have at home. But we have this life that cannot be struck down forever. Paul says, I have learned the secret. Yes, this is something we need to learn. Do you find any technology or skill in this world that you don't have to learn? You will have it. Everything in this world needs to be learned. Not to mention spiritual things. We need to learn to have faith. We need to learn to love. To be patient. And it's not an easy learning. But everything can be learned. That is the kind of life we have that cannot be struck down forever. And the problem with us is we are like too extreme. And, oh, we may be in two extremes, but you know the distance between the two extremes is very short.
但是耶稣基督的两个极端是太远太远了。
But the two extremes for Jesus Christ is very far.
你看耶稣基督他是万王之王万主之主。
Because imagine that Jesus was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
但是有一天他降卑到一个地步。
But one day he humbled himself to the extent.
他成为众人的仆人。
Became a slave of all men.
甚至被列在罪犯之中。
And he was listed among all sinners.
你看一个君王，一个一个囚犯。
Imagine that, the King of Kings and a criminal.
这两个极端实在是差太远。
And there's just tremendous distance in between.
但是耶稣基督的生命是不倒翁的生命。
But because Jesus Christ has this life that cannot be struck down forever.
所以今天我们可以一面看见耶稣基督那个君王的生命。
Therefore, we can see this glorious life of a king on Jesus.
一方面又可以看见那个降卑成为众人的这个罪人的一个身份。
We can also see this humbleness that's in him, make him willing to become a criminal and die for all.
所以主耶稣能够体会我们一切的遭遇。
That's why Jesus can sympathize with us.
我们今天来看保罗怎么去面对他的环境。
And look at how Paul deal with his encountering.
我们今天能不能过一个胜过一切环境的一个生活？
Are we able to live a life that overcomes all conditions?
我们是被淹没在环境的底下，还是胜过环境？
Are we always drowned by the difficulties, or do we survive and surface above?
我们能不能说凡事离我都有美意？
Can I say that all things have God's good and perfect will for me?
我们能不能这样说？像我们全统弟兄，他去面对这个身体的这个
For example,
这个疾病。
Our brother Joseph is facing the sickness.
我们能不能说这有神的美意？
Can we say?There is God's good and perfect will on this.
不仅仅是一个盼望。
It's not a wishful thinking.
盼望有神的美意在这件事上。
We're not saying, I hope there's God's good and perfect will.
还是我们真的坚信说他有美意，我不必撤。
Or can we say, God has good and perfect will on this. Do not be fearful.
像保罗说，或生或死，我都学了秘，都得了一个秘诀。
I posit, I have learned the secret whether I'm alive or dead.
我只有一件事，就是无论是生是死宗教基督在我身上造成显大。
I only have this one thing that no matter I live or die, I want Jesus Christ to be exalted on my body.
所以今天我们要从保罗的身上来看这件事情。
Therefore, we learn from Paul.
真的保罗没有一件事情能够难倒他。
There's nothing that Paul encountered will make it difficult for him to overcome.
因为他拣选站在环境的上面。
Because he chose to stand above the difficulties.
这一个必须我们要去拣选。
And we have to make that kind of choice.
因为我们已经可以拣选活在神的面前。
Because we can choose to live in his presence.
我们能不能像保罗以基督来衡量一切的遭遇？
Are we able to do what Paul did to measure all encounters with Christ?
他不是看他自己得到什么。
He never looked at himself and said, what do I gain from this?
他也不是计算说他失掉什么。
He did not sit there and calculate what did I lose through
this. 今天很多人都在那里计算。
The problem with us is many times we do our calculations.
但是保罗只有一个计算的方法。
But to Paul, there's only one way to calculate.
到底在这件事上我能不能得到基督？
Which is, can I gain Christ through this difficulty?
这件事情能不能让耶稣基督彰显出来？
Can Christ be exalted through this thing I have?
所以保罗在这里说到、
so、Paul said,
他说你们知道我所遭遇的事情。
He said, you all know what I have experienced.
他说有一个目的是叫福音兴旺。
He said, do you know there is this purpose is to advance the gospel.
他说不管是他的捆锁。
And doesn't matter the things was like his bondage.
那个时候保罗在监狱的里面。
Because Paul was in chains in the prison for Christ.
我们今天能不能说，我今天被关监狱是为着主的缘故
？Can you say I go to jail for the sake of Christ？
保罗在那认识他为什么被关在监狱。
Well, Paul knew why he was put into prison。
我相信弟兄姊妹都记得，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救这个故事。
You all remember the story that the prison guard said, what happened to the prison guard？
因为保罗被关在监狱里面。他这个手跟脚都上了木狗。
Because Paul was cuffed up in the prison.
如果是你在那里是，那个不是像今天，不是几年以后就可以出来的。
And you really don't know when you will be released.
他那个判决是死刑啊。
And he was sentenced to death.
除非你是一个重要的要犯，你才会上木狗。
And you had to be some serious criminal, otherwise they won't cuff you both your hands and feet.
可能第二天这个一个礼拜以后，他就要被判死刑。
And at that time, he was about to be executed within a week or so.
但是保罗跟西拉却在那里唱诗歌。
But what happened to Paul and Silas? They were singing praises in the jail.
当他们在那里唱诗的时候，天地震动。
They were singing to the extent even heaven and earth shook.
甚至于这个监门都打开了。
And all the prison doors opened jar.
甚至不仅仅是他们那个锁链都开了。
Not only their cuff was released.
就是所有作为那些监牢的那个囚犯的锁链也都打开。
And all the chains of all criminals in different jail cells fell off.
如果你是那个狱卒。
Imagine if you were the prison guard.
这些都跑掉了。
Oh my goodness, everybody must have escaped.
跑掉我的头也掉了。
And so is my head.
但是保罗这样说。不要伤害自己。
But Paul said, do not hurt yourself.
他说，保罗，我当做什么？
So he said, Paul, what should I do to be saved?
保罗说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
He said, believe in the Lord, you and your household will be saved.
所以他知道他的捆锁是为着基督的缘故。
That tells us that Paul knew why he was in chains for Christ.
保罗被关在监狱的里面。
Because he was in the prison.
他说，有许多的人信心就被坚固了。
Many's faith was strengthened.
他们知道说，我被捆锁就是要叫他们的信心更坚固。
He said, "I know I'm in prison to advance their faith."
也因此，神的道却被传开了。
And also to advance the gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们不要只看见事情的本身。
So don't just focus on the thing you meet.
我们要看见主耶稣在这件事上的心意是什么。
But to figure out what God's purpose in this.
我们衡量事情。
When you measure your things,
不是看事情的好坏
don't determine its value by its consequence,
不是看事情的得失
or gain or loss.
我们乃是要看见耶稣基督在这件事上的心意是什么
We have to figure out what's God's purpose in this thing.
当我们软弱的时候
when we are weak,
很多人做见证了
many people testified.
当他在极大的艰难当中了
When they are in great difficulty,
他们说、啊、
they will say,
他说我最近的祷告又长又真实。
And you know, the prayer I have nowadays is long and sincere.
他说我最近的祷告胜过我从前几年做基督徒的祷告。
And the prayer I have in this period of time when I encounter great difficulty far exceed what I have in all the days of my life prior to this.
在软弱的时候，你和主的关系更亲近。
Actually, we can become closer to the Lord when we are weak.
这就是得着。
And that's how you gain Christ.
有很多人因着世上亨通发达。
And many people, because they have a smooth life.
聚会越来越少。
They don't bother to come to church.
爱主的心越过越减少。
And their love for the Lord also lessens.
本来是那样爱主的一个弟兄。
They may be used to love Jesus very much.
因为做生意，这个渐渐离开神。
Because their heart was on their business, they depart from the Lord gradually. Yes, their business may be doing well.
属灵的生命却是软弱。
But their spiritual life surely has become weak.
今天我们怎么衡量在我们身上的事？
So how do we measure things we encounter?
不是看事情的好坏对错。
Not with its results, whether it's good or bad.
乃是看见基督在我们身上有没有增加。
But with Jesus Christ, to determine through this, do I gain more Christ?
如果因着我的软弱，我更亲近主。
And if I can come to the Lord closer because of my difficulty,
这个就是得着。
Then consider this is a gain.
保罗在这里，他用基督来衡量一切的事情。
So Paul measured all things with Christ.
他的身体可以软弱。
Yes, his physical condition can be weak.
他的身体可以被监禁。
And he could be confined in the prison.
但是如果因着他的被监禁
，But if he, through his imprisonment，
叫福音兴旺
，Gospel can be advanced，
叫弟兄姊妹的信心坚固
，The faith of many Christians can be strengthened，
这个叫做得着。
To him, that is a gain。
我相信大家都记得倪弟兄的故事。
I believe many of us know of the story of Watchman Nee。
我不知道是1948年还是1949年。
I'm not sure whether it was in the 1948 or 49。
那个时候。倪弟兄在香港。
Watchman was in Hong Kong at the time.
他可以不再回到中国大陆。
He could choose not to return to mainland China.
他在主面前祷告。
But he was praying to God.
他甚至跟斯百克弟兄交通。
And he fellowshiped with Brother Spark.
他最后做一个决定。
And finally he made a decision.
他要回去。
That he would return to China.
他是为了许多弟兄姊妹的缘故。
That was for the sake of all these brothers and sisters there.
如果他自己的安全。
If for his own safety.
他可以不回去。
He could choose not to go back.
他有这个权利不回去。
He had every right to stay in Hong Kong.
但是他为着主的缘故。
But for the sake of the Lord.
虽然他明明知道他一回去马上
Even if he would be captured the moment he arrived in China.
但是他衡量事情不是照着他的得失来。
But he does not measure things according to his personal gain or loss.
乃是照着基督在那里衡量。
But according to Jesus Christ.
所以当他回去之后。
So when he returned.
的确他被捉拿了。
Surely enough, he was captured.
他被关在这个监牢的里面。
And he was put in prison for 2 decades.
但是因着这个。
But because of that.
多少弟兄姊妹的信心被坚固
？Faith of many Christians were strengthened.
也因着这样，他所写的书
，and all because of that, the book that he wrote
就广传在世界各地
，were widely read in the every part of the world.
有一次我们在托尔乡要去找会所
，and one time when we were in the city of Torrance, we were looking for a place for meeting.
我们找到一个长老会的一个地方
，and we found this Presbyterian church.
我一讲说我们的这个我们教会跟这个Watchman Nee有关系的时候
And the moment I told their leaders that we are a church connected with Watchman Nee's ministry
他说我刚刚读 Normal Christian Life
He said, oh, I just finished reading his book Normal Christian Life
根本不知道倪托生是谁
He didn't know Watchman Nee personally
但是因着倪弟兄的信心
But because of the written message in the book He was greatly moved
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
这个叫做以基督来衡量一切的事
This is what we say What is this is what we meant by measuring all things with Christ.
我们今天要用基督来衡量一切的事情。
Therefore, we need to measure all things with Christ.
可能外面好像是失去了。
Yes, outwardly it's like we're losing something.
但是里面却是叫我们得着更多的基督。
But inwardly, we end up with gaining more Christ. Then consider that experience again.
甚至于有人为着要加增保罗的痛苦
，and some people in order to add on to the suffering of Paul，
至于保罗说有的传基督是嫉妒纷争啊。
Therefore, Paul says some people preach gospel for the sake of envy and rivalry。
有的人是为着结党啊。
And some just want to stand up。
不是诚实要加增我的痛苦
捆
锁的苦楚。
They are not sincere so that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains.
保罗也看见说有人赐出于爱心。
And also some people preach gospel out of love.
是为着好的好处。
And for other people's benefits.
保罗的心这么宽大。
So you see, he had this big heart.
不管你是真心，你是假意。
He didn't care whether you preach gospel sincerely or not.
不管你是为着要增加我的痛苦。
He didn't care whether you do that in order to start more pain and suffering for me. He said, it doesn't matter. Because what happened is Christ is preached wider and spread wider. Therefore, I rejoice. And I continue to rejoice. Therefore, you see, the joy of Paul is connected with that of Christ. As long as Jesus is exalted, as long as Jesus is glorified,
他心里面就欢喜。
That I am fine.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们今天为什么会一直常常跟人家争吵？
Why do we quarrel with other people frequently?
因为我们的心太小。
Because we have a narrow heart.
我们没有超过一切的环境。
And we are not serving above our condition.
我们要知道神是使咒诅为祝福的神。
We have to know God can turn curses to blessings.
可以把我们一切最艰难的环境成为我们最大的益处。
And He can turn the most difficult circumstances to the greatest blessing.
我不知道你们记不记得几年以前有一个非常争论性的一个影片叫做 The Last Temptation.
And there was this film with a lot of controversy.
Yeah, 就是最后的试探。
It's called The Last Temptation.
你们有没有
Have you ever seen that movie before? Or heard about the arguments at that time?
不管是电视，不管是报章杂志，天天都在那里争论这件事。
And there was a great controversial among this about this movie during that time.
这个影片是要就是对丑化耶稣基督的。
Because the purpose of the film is to make Jesus ugly.
他们是站在人性的地位上来看耶稣。
Because they try to evaluate Jesus from the point of a man.
他说耶稣他也有情欲。
And they describe Jesus as someone who has desire and love.
所以说他周围很多那些女的都是跟他有关系的。
And so he had affairs with all the women that followed him.
所以有一个基督教的机构。
And therefore there was this Christian organization.
出了巨资要赎回这个影片。
And they were willing to pay great price to redeem this film and do not let it be published.
就要这个影片公司不要去放映了。
So it will not be shown in the theater.
哇，那个是几百，不知道是几千万的这个。
I forgot how much, but about millions of dollars they were willing to pay.
但是影片公司不接受。
But the film company rejected the offer.
哇，那个时候很多的基督教徒就觉得说啊，这个影片一发出去一定很糟糕。
And the many Christians had concern about the result of that movie.
也因着这一个产生争论性的这个影片。
And because of this film,
就有很多人去看。
And the result is a lot of people rush the theater to watch it.
但是你要相信神在一切的环境上掌权。
But we have to believe that God is in control above all things.
就因着有人看这个影片。
And actually because some people saw the movie.
他们看了在影片上的耶稣啊。
They saw the Jesus in the film.
他们就想说真正的耶稣到底是怎么样。
They started to question like,what was the real real Jesus like?
是耶稣基督就像这些影片里面所描述的。
Is Jesus supposed to be exactly like what the film is describing?
所以他们开始回头来读圣经。
So what happened is some people start to read Bible.
有的人就因此蒙恩得救。
And some were saved as a result. Dear brothers and sisters,
神能够改变一切的环境。
God can change all circumstances.
为着他的荣耀。
For the sake of his own glory.
所以保罗在这里为什么心里面是那样的平和。
And that's why Paul had this peaceful heart.
我被关锁。
He said, I'm in chains.
不是太重要。
It's alright.
耶稣基督被高举被传扬。
But the important thing is for Jesus to be exalted, then I rejoice.
我记得年轻的时候就是二十年之前。
About two decades ago when I was young.
哇有一本书啊。
There was this book.
这个是存在主义的就是尼采他所写的。
Written by this guy, 尼采。
哇那个时候很多的大学生都在那里读啊。
a lot of college students were crazy about his publication.
那个时候呢，他也写了一本书叫做《神死了》。
And he wrote this book titled God is Dead.
哇，很多基督徒说什么神死了。
A lot of Christians were upset about it.
心里面就是很抵挡了。
And they resist the publication of the book.
但是我却是看见神的伟大。
But what I saw was the greatness of God.
的确，那一本书这么神死了。
Yes, that book God is Dead.
但是因着这个影片。
影片。
因着不对不起，因着这一本书
，and because that book，
这个有另外一个信息出来
，another message was preached。
哇，有时候这个世界各地都传以从这个角度来传福音呢。
And people use that book to share gospel。
神死了
，God is dead。
的确是死了。
Indeed, he was dead.
但是他已经从死里复活了。
But he's also raised from the dead.
而且是永永远远活着。
And he now lives forever.
尼采死了。
But the problem is the author 尼采 died.
永永远远灭亡。
And he will perish forever.
在那里传讲耶稣基督复活的信息。
Through this book, people were able to preach gospel.
这个叫做化咒诅为祝。
This is how you turn curses into blessings.
今天我们要看见一切的环境都在主的掌握的。
Therefore, we have to know God controls everything.
今天虽然好像有许多的事情都是跟我们基督徒在那里做反面的工作。
And many things in this world seem to oppose to Christianity.
但是神能够改变
这个。But God can easily change the situation.
哎，有一次我听到一个弟兄做见证。
And one time a Christian brother testified.
他说他是去看一部电影。
He said I went to this movie.
对，叫做 Leap of Faith.
A leap of faith.
就是跳跃的信心。
A leap of faith was the movie.
这个影片呢？我后来在那个电视上看，我很有兴趣。
And I also saw the same movie on the television one time.
这个我看了以后才知道，这个影片是也是丑化基督教。
And then I realized actually it put down Christianity in that film.
他们很多这个电视的牧师啊，在那里说，哦，在第几排第几个，他的名字叫什么，主耶稣要医治你这样子。
And he said in some of the sermon, the pastor on the stage will prophesy by oh so and so on which row and God will heal you.
后来那个人就站起来。
And when he made that statement, the person、
哎、
called upon stood up.
身体那个疾病已经没有了。
And he was oh the sickness is gone.
那就欢喜快乐。
And the congregation was happy.
他说这些呢都是事先安排好的。
And the movie indicated all these are prearranged.
这个影片就是说。那些都是假的。
So the film trying to point out these things are prearranged and they're all fake.
但是呢，就算这个影片的里面有一段。
But in this film there was this part.
因为我自己看过以后才知道。
And I saw the movie, so I know.
这有一个患小儿麻痹的一个人。
And was this little handicapped person?
那在那个台前呢，有一个耶稣基督的画像。
And on the stage there was this picture of Jesus Christ.
那个布道家呢，他是好像是做这个都是事先安排好的。
Yes, that evangelist in the film was prearranging all these things.
但是这个小儿麻痹的人
，But this particular person，
他真的他有没有被安排
？He wasn't one of the prearranged persons.
他只是想说，耶稣真的能够医治我的身体。
He just believed that Jesus indeed can heal me.
他就从后面一拐一拐的走到前。
So with the limping steps, he moved forward slowly.
他就跪在这个画像的面前。
And at the end, he knelt down before that picture.
他就在那里认罪，他说：“主耶稣，我是个罪人。”
And he confessed that Jesus, I am a sinner.
你赦免我的罪。
Please forgive me of my sins.
你竟然能够医治这么多人的病。
Since you are able to heal all these people down there,
今天也可以医治我的病。
You can also heal me today.
就因着这样，他这个影片里面所讲，他就得救。
And in the film, this guy.Was healed as part of the story.
哎，我们那个弟兄坐在那个下面，他那个时候还没有信主。
And there was this Christian brother sitting down there.
看见那个一拐一拐上来的这个小儿麻痹。
He saw the guy who had a handicap condition.
他的信心就起来了。
And he gained faith through what happened.
他说：“主耶稣，如果你能够医治他，我也要得到。”
He said, "Lord, if you can heal him, I want to be healed too."
当然，我现在忘记他那个属灵的。这个生命的情况是怎么样的
？I don't remember exactly the spiritual condition of that man.
他就是因为看这个影片。
But what happened is that just by watching the film,
他开始到教会得救了。
watching the guy in the movie was healed, he ended up going to church himself after the movie, and he was saved. And I was so surprised that one can be saved through watching secular world movies. I'm not saying that go to movies. But I'm saying God can make all things work for the goodness of His
people.
And we need to know our Lord is the Lord who surpasses all conditions. And that particular Christian brother was saved through watching a movie in this movie
theater.
So we know God can cause all things to work for the good. So we have to know what kind of God we have. He surpasses all circumstances. So Paul did not regard what happened to him. And he could rejoice because Jesus was exalted in that situation. So that in every corner of the world, people can hear the name of Jesus Christ. Paul could have joy as a result. So therefore, Paul says, it doesn't matter I live or die. He only had this one hope and one longing. Is that Christ is exalted on his body. And this is his emphasis of life.
这个生和死, 特别说到人,
and life or death speaks of the two extreme conditions of man. Our life starts with birth and ended with death. Therefore, our entire life encompasses both birth and death. And birth, the word life here speaks of the liveliness of our living. You may say, oh, that person is very alive, very active, full of energy, very successful. But sometimes you say, oh, he's so dull. He's so weak. He's hopeless and he fails. But
doesn't
matter life or death. Paul's eyes focused on Jesus Christ alone. He said, by life or by death, as long as Christ is exalted in my body. Therefore, brothers and sisters, are we able to measure all encounterings with Christ? Do we regard, as long as Christ is exalted, it doesn't matter to me by life or by death. And that's how Paul lived his life. Paul does not determine the value of his life according to the goodness or badness of things he encountered, but according to the fact whether Jesus Christ was glorified.
所以保罗他说,
so the goal of his life was that when I live, I'm Christ. And if I can live out the image of Christ, that's my glory. All other things do not bother him. Only Jesus Christ is what concerned him. So when we live in this world, the reason why Jesus did not take us directly to heaven, that is because on one hand he wants us to grow so that we can become mature.
另外一方面,
and on the other hand, he wants us to live for him. What hinders the most for Jesus Christ from being lived out through us? That's our natural life. Our self-life is the hindering factor. Why can't Jesus be seen through us? Because our self-life is blocking his life. Therefore, Paul was serving God.
一方面保罗一直在对付他的天然生命。
And also at the same time, he dealt with his own flesh.
哇，我们都听见说，他说我真是苦啊。
You all heard about his comment. Oh, woe to me.
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？
Who is able to deliver me out of this body of death?
我不是奔跑无定向。
And I'm not running without direction.
也不是斗拳打空气。
I'm not boxing the air for no purpose.
他乃是攻克己身，降生福。
But I'm making every effort to discipline myself.
所以今天我们要知道，拦阻让基督从我们身上活出来的，就是我们的己生命。
Therefore, we have to know our self-life is the reason why Jesus Christ cannot be lived out.
什么时候我们的生命在那里增多的时候
？And whenever our self-life is high,
耶稣基督的生命就显不出来。
That's the time people can see Jesus.
什么时候我们的生命减少
？And whenever our self-life is low,
耶稣基督的生命增加。
That's the time His life increases.
我们就能够活出耶稣基督的荣美。
Then we can manifest His glory and beauty.
今天有一个心愿。
So let us have this wish.
在我们有生之年
In my days of life,
我们对主说，我愿意为你活。
I want to tell the Lord, I'm willing to live for you.
我要在这个地上要活出你自己的生命。
And I want to live out your image on earth.
我要让人从我的身上看见你。
I want to let people see you through me.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有这样的心。
I don't know, do you have that kind of wish?
如果你没有这样的心愿
If you don't,
你就根本不可能为主而活着。
Then there's no way we can live for
Christ. 我们今天有这样一个目标
If we have that goal in mind,
我们相信主要帮助我们
We believe the Lord will help us.
我们要相信主在我们身上一定要做工
And He will work on us.
还要天天减少我们这己生命
And every day He will help us to decrease in our self-life.
到一个地步
To a point,
能够像保罗说
We can be like, just like Paul.
我活着就是基督
When I live, I'm Christ.
他说我死了
And when I die, it's gain.
所以在保罗的身上
Therefore, on Paul,
他的眼睛不是看环境
he does not focus on his encountering,
也不是看他的遭遇
or his difficulties,
因为他已经超越一切的环境
because he was able to surpass them all.
他乃是看见耶稣基督
his eyes were on Jesus Christ,
基督衡量一切的事情
and with which he measured all things.
不管是顺境是逆境
They may be easy condition or difficult condition.
不管是人看为好的或者看为不好
Whether condition man regarded to be good or bad.
只有耶稣基督来衡量这一切
He only measured things with Jesus Christ.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有这样的心愿
I don't know if you have a heart like that.
有没有在主面前说主我愿意为你活着
Do you have a determination that you want to live for Christ?
我愿意照着你的心意叫我们能够为你而活着。
And I'm willing to live for you according to your heart.
既然你已经为我死在十字架上
Since you died for me,
你就是要我在地上为你活着。
Now I want to live for you on earth.
我要接受这个挑战。
I want to accept your challenging commission.
我要接受保罗这个挑战。
And I will accept the commission from Paul.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有这样的心愿。
Do you have a heart like that?
我们把眼睛闭起来。
Let's close our eyes and pray.
如果你真的在主面前说出我愿意为你活着。
If you really are willing to tell the Lord, I'm willing to live for you.
是我今天的光景实在是软弱。
Yes, maybe my condition is still weak today.
但是我相信你一定要帮助我。
But I believe you will help me.
你能够成全我这样一个心愿。
And you can help me to fulfill this desire.
叫我这个渺小的人。
So an insignificant person like you.
确实能够为你而活着。
Can live for someone like you, Lord.
有没有弟兄姊妹愿意在主面前说，这是我的心愿。
If this is your wish before the Lord.
还有没有弟兄姊妹？
Is anyone like that? Raise your hand if this is your wish.
还有没有这样的弟兄姊妹？
Anyone else?
有这样一个心愿，愿意为主而活。
Just to have that willingness to live for Christ.
这是主荣耀的一个心愿。
Because this is the glorious purpose God has for us.
举个手可以放下。还有没有这样的弟兄姊妹？
Anybody else?
你没有这样的，还没有举过手，但是有这样的心愿。
Anybody else that hasn't raised your hand but has the wish?
还有没有这样的弟兄姊妹？我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
当我祷告一句，请各位祷告一句。
And please repeat after me.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus.
我感谢赞美。
I thank you and praise you.
因为你拯救我。
For you have saved me.
你为我死在十字架上。
And die on the cross for me.
你在我身上有一个心意。
And you have this purpose on me.
叫我们为你而活着。
So that I can live for you.
主耶稣，我愿意接受这个挑战。
And I'm willing to accept this challenge.
因为我相信你要成全这样一个心愿。
For I know you will fulfill the purpose.
求主帮助我。
Help me, Lord.
我愿意把我的生命交在你的手中。
I'm willing to trust my life in your hands.
我愿意像保罗所说的一样。
Just like what Paul said.
以耶稣基督为衡量。
To measure all things according to Jesus Christ.
求主耶稣帮助我。
Help me, Lord.
常常提醒我
and remind me, Lord,
我是属于你的人
that I belong to you.
我活着就是基督
when I live, I'm Christ.
这是我的心愿
this is my wish.
求主成全
please, Lord,
愿意把一切的荣耀都来归给你
and I give you all the glory and honor.
求主帮助我每一天的日子
please help us.
能够在凡事上尊你为大
to honor you in everything we do.
因为我相信
because I believe.
凡事领我
All things I encounter
主你有美意
You have
a
good and perfect will in
我愿意凭着信心跟随
I don't want to doubt and I will follow with faith
我们感谢你
I thank you
我们赞美你
We praise you
把荣耀都来归给你
And give you all the glory
奉耶稣基督
In Jesus name, Amen
感谢主我们相信主耶稣要带领我们
We believe the Lord will guide us.